Day four, pilgrims, of our walk through the book, The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus prayer journey. And it's Friday, and it's a good day for a little bit of a story. Amen. So we're going to pick up right where we left off yesterday. Remember, our pilgrim is now engrossed in a conversation with one of our starets, our spiritual sages, talking about this challenge of not just knowing about prayer, but understanding how to pray unceasingly. And let's pick it up where we left off yesterday. The pilgrim says, "So engrossed were we in this conversation that without realizing it, we had almost reached the monastery. Not wanting to lose touch with the wise starets, and eager to obtain what I desired from him, I quickly said, 'Would you be so kind, honorable father, to explain to me the meaning of unceasing interior prayer and how one can learn it? I can see that you have experience of it and know it well.' The starets lovingly acknowledged my request and invited me to come with him. 'Come inside with me now, and I will give you a book of the writings of the fathers, from which, with God's help, you will be able to learn and understand about prayer clearly and in detail.' We entered his cell, and the starets said to me, 'The unceasing interior prayer of Jesus is the uninterrupted, continual calling upon the divine name of Jesus Christ with the lips, the mind, and the heart, while calling to mind his constant presence and beseeching his mercy during any activity with which one may be occupied, in all places, at all times, and even while sleeping. The words of this prayer are as follows: Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.' If one makes a habit of this supplication, he will experience great comfort and a need to repeat this prayer unceasingly, so that eventually he will not be able to live without it, and the prayer will flow from him of its own accord. Now, is it clear to you what unceasing prayer is?" "Very clear, my father. For God's sake, teach me how to acquire it," I cried out with joy. "We can read about how to learn the prayer in this book, whose title is the Philokalia. It contains the complete and detailed teaching on unceasing interior prayer, as set forth by 25 holy fathers. The wisdom it contains is so exalted and beneficial that it is considered to be the foremost and primary manual of the contemplative spiritual life. The blessed Nikephor said that without struggle and sweat does it bring one to salvation. Can it be that the Philokalia is more exalted and holier than the Bible, I ask? No, it is not more exalted or holier than the Bible, but it contains enlightened explanations of what is mystically contained in the Bible. And it is so lofty that it is not easily comprehended by our short-sighted intellects. Let me give you an illustration. The sun, S-U-N, the sun is the greatest, the most resplendent and magnificent source of light. But you cannot contemplate or examine it with the simple naked eye. You would need to use a special viewing lens, which, though a million times smaller and dimmer than the sun, would enable you to study this magnificent source of all light and to endure and delight in its fiery rays. Thus, the Holy Scriptures are like a brilliant sun, for which the Philokalia is the lens needed in order to view it. Look, I will read to you about how to learn unceasing interior prayer. The starets opened the Philokalia. He chose a passage from St. Simeon, the New Theologian, and he began to read. Find a quiet place to sit alone and in silence. Bow your head and shut your eyes. Breathe softly. Look with your mind into your heart. Recollect your mind, that is, all its thoughts, and bring them down from your mind into your heart. As you breathe, repeat, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Either quietly with your lips or only in your mind. Make an effort to banish all thoughts. Be calm and patient. And repeat this exercise frequently. The starets then explained all this to me and illustrated it with examples. And we read more from the Philokalia, passages from St. Gregory of Sinai and from the Blessed Callistus and Ignatius. After reading all this to me, the starets further explained it to me in his own words. I was fascinated and listened attentively to every word he said, absorbing it with my mind in as much detail as I was capable. Thus, we spent the entire night without sleeping at all, and then went off to the matins service. As we parted, the starets blessed me and said that while learning the prayer, I should come to see him and reveal and confess all to him honestly and openly. For it is difficult and futile to live in an inner spiritual life properly without the guidance of a spiritual director. Amen.